Yo, what's up, everybody? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Spartan discipline. And let me tell you, today, we're diving into something crucial, something that's often overlooked in the hustle and bustle of life, self-compassion. You know, being kind to yourself, even when things get tough. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to be better, faster, stronger. But what happens when we stumble? When we fall short of our own expectations, that's where self-compassion comes in, folks. It's not about giving up or settling for mediocrity. It's about recognizing our humanity, understanding that everyone makes mistakes, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a friend going through a rough patch. Think about it. Ever felt like you were beating yourself up over a mistake? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts spouting negativity, making you doubt your abilities, even when things are objectively fine. That's where self-compassion steps in. It's like putting on a metaphorical pair of comfy shoes after a long day. It soothes the soul and allows you to move forward with renewed strength. Here's the thing, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It strengthens your resilience, helps you bounce back from setbacks, and fosters a sense of inner peace that radiates outward. It's like having an internal support system that cheers you on, no matter what. So, how do we cultivate this powerful force? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First things first, recognize that you're human. You're going to face challenges, make mistakes, and feel overwhelmed sometimes. It's part of the journey. Don't try to hide or ignore these feelings. Embrace them as opportunities for growth. Remember, everyone experiences setbacks. It's what we do after that defines us. 2. Talk to yourself kindly. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Imagine your best friend struggling with something. Would you berate them, tear them down, or offer a listening ear and words of encouragement? Choose kindness. Choose understanding. Choose self-love. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can be incredibly powerful. When you find yourself spiraling into negative thoughts, take a deep breath, focus on your senses, and ground yourself in the present. Notice the sounds around you, the feel of your feet on the floor, the taste in your mouth. This simple act can shift your perspective and bring a sense of calm. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment. It sets unrealistic expectations and puts unnecessary pressure on ourselves. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, but the journey itself is valuable. 5. Seek support when needed. You don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist if you're struggling. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide invaluable perspective. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think about that time you messed up big time. Maybe you bombed a presentation, spilled coffee all over yourself in public, or just had one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. Now, imagine how much worse it would have felt if you'd been harsh on yourself, beating yourself up instead of offering yourself some understanding and encouragement. Self-compassion acts as a cushion during these moments, helping us navigate the inevitable bumps in the road with grace and resilience. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up on your goals. It's about creating a supportive inner environment where you can grow, learn, and thrive. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to someone you love. So, what are you going to do today to cultivate more self-compassion? Start by acknowledging your struggles, talking to yourself kindly, practicing mindfulness, embracing imperfection, and reaching out for support when needed. Small steps lead to big changes, and remember, you're worthy of kindness and compassion, starting with yourself. Keep pushing forward, Spartans. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we'll dive into another essential aspect of mental toughness, overcoming fear and stepping outside your comfort zone. Until then, keep grinding and be kind to yourselves out there. Peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.